hear them and...
Was you able to get a hold of 340 and 342 and 343 yet?
No.
Okay, what are those?
All right, I'm going to catch. Oh, my. We have two motels here, it looks like.
Three. 340, 42, and 43.
Those aren't motels, but.
Yeah, I think they all are.
We will have to.
We can get this done. On 340, 342, and 343, have you guys got any numbers on those? Is that the...
Which ones?
342, and 343. They look to be the three hotels.
342, I know she did an income approach, but I'm not sure if they came to a decision on that one.
340, 342. They look to be all the same person. Stephen May, is that right? Well,
yes.
No.
Stephen May.
But that's not. Yeah, that's 340. Okay. Do we know if he came to? On Stephen May, did you come to any kind of agreement on income approach or anything? There's three hotels.
Which one of these?
343.
340, 342, and 343.
Okay. I know it said we talked, and I can't remember. I mean, I've got a number here, and I thought it was below what our number was for the... Do you have the...
On all three?
Yeah. Hang on a second. 2,932.
Where's the hotel? Where is it
located? I put it away in my drawer because I thought we had agreed on this SNS one. I've got it at $2,937,000 for his income approach. And we've got it $2,932,389 for SNS, which was BOE number 343.
So the SNS you added at $2 million what?
$2,932,389.
So what did the income approach do?
$2,937,101.38.
Okay, so there was no change there.
No.
Okay, what about the 342 and 340? Did the income approach benefit either one of those?
Look here. Ganesh Ram Tahoe. Okay. Let me see. I've got those here in front of me.
Oh, okay. But 342
ends in 16.001. That would be the gazebo.
I thought the gazebo was 340.
No, this is a Baymont.
Oh, this is Baymont.
16.001. He sent me his income and expenses. I did not get the Baymont done. I got the gazebo done, but the numbers went with nothing. And so for the Baymont, I'm going to recommend to stay where we're at because at the price he charges per room in 132 rooms times 22,000 brings him to $2,904,000. We have them at $2,204,000 already in the county, so I'm going to ask to stay at that. Now the gazebo, he's going to go down.
How much?
He's going to go down to $949,000 for the gazebo, and I'm basing that one on again on this appraisal that we got in April for Willow Tree Inn. It was built at the same point in time. You know, it was a 10.5 cap rate, all of that, and it came out to this $13,000. So we're looking at apples to apples on this one. So he's got 73 units times 13,000 to bring him to 949.
Which BOE is that?
That would be,
342.
The one that, no, that's the one that ends, It's 6.001 is his. Is that 340?
Yeah. 340?
Baymont is 340, right?
No, that was 243. That's a gazebo. 6.001, okay. Number 340 is the gazebo. And we have it at 1.5 in cost, but based on this other, it's 949.
949
total.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, and I tried running through his income and expense, but it brings everything out to negative.
So, what's 342 then? That's the Baymont is 343.
Yeah, I've not finished Baymont.
No, 343 is the Baymont, right?
That's Dutch Country, 343, right?
No, 341 is Dutch Country. We already got somebody.
342 is the Baymont.
Okay.
It ends with number parcel number 16.001.
And then 343 is what?
And that one would be, I'm going to say stay at the $2,204,669 because that would be 132 rooms times 22,000, which is what we did for other people. And then if that brings us to 2,904.
What hotel is that one? Do we know?
Yeah.
Dutch Country. It says Dutch Country. No, that's just Dutch Country.
Yeah.
That's not Dutch Country.
So in the Baymont, like I said, if you go by the 132 times 22,000, that brings you to 2,904.
Okay, so the income approach would increase that valuation if we used it.
Right, but if you go with what we've got, that's kind of like you're giving your discount to everybody anyway at this point, so.
2,204,669. Okay.
If you just stay the same.
Okay, and then on 343, we don't have a. You said you haven't had time to do that one, or have you?
343 is SNS, and that number, like I said, I thought I spoke to him, but be sure and go over it with him. But I did his income valuation on that one, and we were so close. This is the number we came to, because my number is 2,937, and we've got him at 2,932 on the cost. So, and that was based on his income and expense also.
So 340, the income approach helped, it went down, but the other two, it really doesn't.
Correct.
Want to call?
Yes. I'm going. Okay. We are at BOE number 340, correct?
Yes.
Stephen May.
The phone number is the one I wrote on the paper for you.
Okay, the 314. Take a lead, but
this is Steve May.
Steve, this is David Akers for the Tinney County Board of Adjustment. You got a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Of Equalization.
Or Board of Equalization, I'm sorry. We've got three different properties, I think, of yours. I think the gazebo in is the first one, BOE 340.
Yep. Yes.
The assessor used some information that you gave her and did an income approach, and I believe the number she came up with was $949,000. Is that correct?
I have not spoken to her about it. I know she had the numbers, but she never conveyed those.
I didn't get on that one. I didn't.
We've been so busy that I think we probably just ran recently, but. That is pretty substantial. We had you at $1,588,574, and the 949 is the income approach. Is that something that works for you, or is your value less that you wanted?
That would work for me.
Okay. Okay.
But that said, and I was wondering about this, can I have the opportunity to contact my client and give you a yes or no? Is that not possible?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, we could, I guess, table it till tomorrow. Or do you? Because
we
can't make the motion.
Do we have anything else? It's your call. Your call.
Well, on the other two, unfortunately, the income approach really didn't help. On those, when we take a room price and everything else, it apparently did not help much on the other two, that BOE 342 and 343. And so on the values on those, do you know what's the argument there on those?
Well, so on the S&S hotels, the Camden Hotel,
okay,
the Conference Center, I would say this. We just went through a full-blown state tax commission hearing and appeal the last time around on it.
Really?
Okay.
And after submission I sent the decision in order to Ms. Chapman.
Do we have that?
And after a...
What is that?
It's going to be on the screen. But I thought when we worked the numbers out that we were lower. I mean, it's up to you if you want to stick with...
No, I'd prefer to be lower, for sure. But I was just mentioning that in regard to that one.
What did the tax commission...
You know, now we've had COVID.
What year? So, what year was your tax commission thing?
It was 19.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's a new assessment.
For the email that I sent.
And we're talking about SNS. We're not talking about gazebo.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
BOE 348.
343.
Sorry. 343.
That's what we're looking at here. There's three pages. Letter of the board. Okay. And that letter, that's
hilarious. What do you usually get from it?
Okay.
So there's a decision in order issued by the tax commission for $2,700,000. Yes, sir. And, you know, there's an appraisal in that that was part of that appeal. I didn't send that over. It's about $2,400,000. But, you know, Chuck at that time said no, we weren't going to agree. So we had the hearing on the record. It was not a hearing in person, but we submitted everything, including an appraisal, and they came up at 2.7. I know that my client believes with what's happened in the last year and a half with COVID that his value is lower, but I'm just pointing that out to you.
Sure. Well, we've had a lot of hotels have submitted their numbers for the last 3 years to do an income approach with the assessor, which seems to have helped most of them, but it doesn't appear in this case that it's helping. Or do you have all those?
Well, he gave me his numbers on SNS. This is what I've got, the $2,937,000.
And 10% discount.
Every 2 years, you know, we reassess, so this is what I've got. I mean, it's
I think when the state tax commission rules, I think it lasts longer.
I asked my rep, and he said no, just every other year.
Yeah, sure, but we can still.
It's up to you, you know.
2.9.
I'm going to make a motion that, based on the state tax commission at 2.7, and the fact that we've given some people a COVID discount of 10%, that the value be $2,430,000.
$2,430,000. We have a motion. We have a sec. Or do we have a second?
Is there any change in this property at all? Is there, when you say reassessed, is there anything new in this property?
I don't think
no, there's not. As far as capital improvements?
Yeah.
Okay.
The answer is no.
We ought to be consistent. I'll second it.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. Valuation on BOE number 343 would be $2,430,000.